Okay, let's continue our discussion that we were having last week in terms of the halachas of Yichud. We spoke last week about the yesodos and the principles behind the sugya. And tonight we're going to just finish up and have some halacha lamaisa cases relating to last week. Remember last week, just to review, we spoke about the concept of Yichud and the conditions that are required to have in a Yichud situation. We saw in source number one, in the Torah Yichud, that the man and the woman have to be in the same place, they have to be close to each other, and they have to be sure that there isn't anybody that would be walking in on their actions. As the Shulchan Aruch says, this is a very serious issur. We saw the scary story from the daughter of the Nesivus, who was saved only because of the Schuyos of the Nesivus, but it was because there was a violation of the Isser of Yichud. We said this comes up very lamaisa, and it doesn't matter how long one is in for if it is a Yichud situation, even if it is undone in less than the time that it turns out not to be a Yichud situation, but if they had Kavana to be a Yichud situation, then it could still be a problem that we saw in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. We mentioned some principles last week relating to spousal protection. We spoke about Ba'ala Ba'ir and the different definitions of what does Ba'ala Ba'ir mean, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Doesn't mean we're worried that actually the husband's going to walk in, or they're just an ema, a certain type of trepidation of the husband in town. How do you define city? We discussed. We spoke about the opposite is not true. Ba'ala Ba'ir works, but Ishto has to be emo. Talk about the plumber cases where one spouse is home. Peslach Posuch L'Rusha Sarabim we brought up. And that is relating to how open does a door have to be? If a boy and a girl are on a date, and the boy comes back to the girl's house and he wants to talk with her in the living room, and the parents aren't home yet, what is allowed to be done? How open does the door have to be? Closed but unlocked, or actually open, as we discussed last week, all the different issues. And finally, we spoke a little bit about Shomrim, and who is good enough to be a shomer. In general, if it's not nighttime and not a secret place, so we said generally we would trust two men and one woman, three women and one man. So those are all just principles that we discussed last week, and now we'll get into a number of the actual applications that apply. So let's go to source number 23. That's what we're up to. In the Torah Sayichud again, that's the Sefer Nilchas Yichud from the Otzer HaPoskim. Number one, let's talk about elevators. So there is a discussion in the poskim about elevators. But rove of the poskim are makel, and we'll see, maybe all of the poskim would be makel today. Let's see what the Torah Sayyichud says. Kasher kayemes ho'efsharis shebetoch zman ha'yichud yufru ayde acher, when there is a possibility that during the zman of the yichud, somebody might walk in, and it's possible that there'll be a hafra, ein kan iser. As we said last week, most of Hilchas Yichud, 95% of the cases, is pure logic. It's logical. Anytime that the couple will feel that somebody might walk in, and they feel somewhat hesitant in what they would be doing, then there's probably no iser of Yichud. If they feel comfortable, and they're not worried about anybody walking in, then there probably is an iser of Yichud. That's a generality, but is a good chance that would work. So that's what the Torah Sayyichud says. If they're worried that somebody could come in at any moment, there's no iser. Lachain. Therefore, mutur lehisyached v'la'alos yachad b'malit. That's why, if there is a woman in the elevator, and I press the button, and I open up the door, and there was only one woman there, and only I'm going in, it's mutter to go in. This is besides the fact that most elevators today are under video surveillance. Even if there was no video surveillance, still it would be mutter, because within a minute or two, the elevator could be opened by someone else who presses the button. And therefore, the majority of the poskim say there is no issue. In the footnote there, he even says that maybe the whole machlokas doesn't even apply today. Daha nechluku, 9-2. Daha de nechluku, poskim zmanenu, le'inyin heter yichud, demalit. The fact that the poskim, you find, argue about an elevator, right, and this is a perfect example of sometimes reading poskim, and we have to know the mitzias that they are talking about. Sometimes you can read poskim that discuss an issue, but if we don't know the mitzias of what the issue was at that time in history, then we're not going to understand this. We'll read Binyan elevators. We read about Maliot. And we'll see, 50 years ago they were talking about one type of elevator. But if you look, if you now, it could be that everybody, you can't just say, oh, what they said would apply today. Because it could be those, bizman hazeh, they're different than what was then. Hu rapa ma'alit she'ef shela otsra mibachutz be'emsa ha'nesia. It could be that that whole discussion earlier was only about elevators, that you couldn't press a button from the outside and stop it at any floor. Aval bizmanenu, but in our day, you could just press an elevator and it's silent and it could be opened at any moment, so then there is no issue of yichud. He says in the next paragraph, for sure, manual. Yet the old-fashioned buildings that you get actually where people have to like open that metal door, and it's all manual, and it can't be open unless the person inside opens it. Then for sure, there would be a problem of yichud because it's up to me to open the door. But if not, it would be an issue of automatic. Yeah.
Is the reason? That we're makel because there's only a minute or two, or because the door can open at any time. Like, for example, if you knew when the door was going to open, like in a Shabbos elevator situation,
right, but a Shabbos type of elevator, right, but it's still within, it's going to open within a minute and a half.
Okay, so the idea is the time, not the random.
There is the shear of yichud, right, even if you know it's not going to open for another minute and a half, but still that's not the shear of yichud.
Okay.
If it's under a minute. Okay, that is point number one in terms of elevators. What about cars? Is there any issue of yichud in cars? Let's say somebody's getting a ride up, right? In Yonah Diyoma in the summer, the country, somebody's getting a ride up to the country from the city. So let's say there's only, you know, two women and a man in the car. Say a man's giving a ride to two girls. Is that a problem? Because usually one man and two women is a problem. So is there an issue? So most of the time, most cases would not be a problem. Unless we're talking about tinted windows and there's a man and woman in the back seat, you know, so then you can't see inside. In the front seat also, you probably see from the front windshield anyway. But if they're sitting in the back, and tinted windows, then that would be a problem. But generally, if it's not, generally cars are not a problem because there's vision inside. When could it be a problem? If it's a country road and it's a dark road and nobody's around, and it goes for a little while with nobody expected to be there. The Mishnah Halachas, Rav Nasha Klein, in Source 24, and Mishnah Halachas Chelik Vav says, there's no rule that you could apply to every case. You have to take each case separately, and if it's a normal, regular road in the city, in most neighborhoods, so there's no yichud there, because at any moment the car is going to drive down the street. And there are street lights, and there's visibility. But in a bungalow colony, on a country road, whatever it might be, if it's very dark there, there could be an issue of yichud in a car. You might say, oh, in a car. No, if there's a car parked on the side of the road, and there will be warning if there's any car coming from down the road, and a car doesn't have to come for the next whatever amount of time, then there could be a problem even in a car situation. Says the Mishnah Halachas near a Pashut. D'biyom kishenoseya baderech, sheyeshnam over mishavim, in a regular case, in a car during the daytime, ain't sham din yichud. There's no yichud there. Lo ba'ato, v'kol shekein ba'atobus, right, a car or a bus. Miu balaylo, yishish topic was a harbe. But at night, you know, one has to be wary. And they have to worry. And he says, I wrote elsewhere, most roads today, they always have cars, and there's always a chance that cars might come, and therefore, a man and a woman would be hesitant. And there are street lights, but as he says on line 6, everything depends on place and depends on time. If it's really a place where there are no over in Vishavim, even if, let's say, even in the city, if there's a dead-end street and the car's parked at the end of the dead-end street and it's really a dark area, that it could be a problem even in a car, even in a regular neighborhood. Oshu makam mutzna, or if it's a hidden place, pashut tahavi yichud. Vafilu biyom makam mutzna ki agavna v'yichud. Even during the day, even though it's visible, but if I'm far away from anybody and I can see people coming from a long distance, that also could be yichud. But if it's parhesia, if it's a public area where one can be seen nearer, de lo havi yichud af balayla, if it's visible, it could be yichud even by day, and it couldn't, and maybe it, possibly not yichud even by night. It's not a day or night issue. It is what is the situation, and we have to take each situation separately. Here's an interesting ha'ara we mentioned in a parsha shir. You can just give me a chumash on brachos. We mentioned a parsha a couple of months ago when Rachel Imenu or she wasn't Imenu yet, when Rachel was coming with the tzon, with the sheep, and Yaakov Avinu first saw her, so the pasuk tells us in Parachavtes in Bereishis. Again, I don't know if this is Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's the suggestion. It's an amazing ha'ara. What happens? Yaakov says, Achai. Yaakov meets the shepherds at the well and says, Achai mi'ayinatem, where are you from? V'yomer mi'charan anachnu. We're from Charan. V'yomer la'mayidatem is Lavan ben Nachar. You know Lavan. V'yomer yadonu, yeah, but surely we know Lavan. V'yomer la'shalom lo, v'yomer shalom, yeah, yeah, he's okay. V'hinei Rachel bito, ba'ayimatzon. Right, and that's Rachel coming right now with the sheep. Right there, Rachel's coming. What should have been the next pasuk? Yaakov Avinu, again, is running away, and he's coming to find a wife, and to build a family, and they tell him, oh yeah, there's Rachel, what should he have done? He should have turned around, run to Rachel, started talking to her, and dealing with her, and building the relationship. And yet, in the very next pasuk, he continues talking to these shepherds. Vayomer, hein od hayom gadol. The day, it's still light outside. Lo eitzeh of a mikneh. It's not a day to finish our work. Hashku atzon, excuse me, Hashku, why don't you give water to your sheep? L'churu, why don't you shepherd? And they say, we can't. It gets into this whole conversation, which if you think about it, what does it have to do with us? Why can't we say that, why didn't Yaakov just turn around and start talking to Rachel? That's what we would have expected. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, says Reb Sirotskin, says no. There's a hidden halacha here. What's the hidden halacha? Source 25. Mikivin sharachel hi amatara. For first, he asked the question. It's an amazing argument. My other mafarshim don't pick up on this. Kimiduma lano. It appears to me shemikivin sharachel hi amatara. Since Rachel really is the goal, shelamana yatsa bepkudas aviv lecharan. That's why he went to Charan. That's why his parents sent him there. Haya alav misha shama shehiba. I'm in source 25 still. Well, that is the krasa. Right when he found out who it was, he should have walked there. He should have ran there and started talking to her. And yet he continues the conversation. Why? So he says, maybe he was worried about Yichud. If these shepherds leave and he's going to be left by the well in private, you know, Charan wasn't such a great big metropolis at the time. How many times did people go to the well? So these are the shepherds. They're going to leave. And Yaakov Avinu, his first reaction is, I don't want to be left alone. Again, I don't think it's Pshutel Shel Mikra, but that's his suggestion. V'yei Shlomar on the bottom line. Shechashas Yaakov, hu levado im Rachel basadeh, v'chashash liyichud. And even if I say it's an Issa Drabanan, this type of Yichud, because she was a Pnuya, the Alvus Ramakayim called Torah Kula, even the Dinim Drabanan, as the Gemara says, Erev Tavshilin, topic of another shir. But either way, this is the Zayim LaTorah, which that's idea just highlights the facts that even during the day one might have a situation, and therefore you can't just say, oh, in the car by day is mutter, and in the car at night is usser. There are many situations, as we said, in the car at night is going to be mutter as well, and there are many situations even during the day that could, not many, but some situations that could be a problem even by day. Okay, so we spoke about elevators, and we spoke about cars. Next, babysitting. So there's no source in this, but just based on the rules and regulations that we mentioned last week, what's the age, the minimum age of yichud for a boy and a girl? So we mentioned for a boy is 9, for a girl is 12. So at least, let's say, mitzad, they're both, if she is a gdola, let's say. So if she is, let's say you have a 12-year-old babysitter. Most of them, the girls are the babysitters. So let's take that more common case. If you have a 12-year-old girl, you have a 14-year-old girl, and a 9-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, that's a problem. Because already, when the boy is 9 years old, there's issues of yichud, if they're the only ones in the house. So one has to try to make sure that there is no yichud problem. So for example, if there are a bunch of kids in the house, there's no yichud issues. There's another child in the house that's 6 years old or so, that's old enough to know that something fishy would be going on, but not old enough to have any taiva for it. So that's the age, same type of age that we put the child in the yichud room, if there's a chuppas nida. But if there's another child, a bunch of children in the house, then there's not a problem of yichud. Or a more common case is that if the parents are going to a simcha or just going out in the neighborhood, so then at any moment they can walk in. So there's also not an issue, because at any moment, that's called Pesach Pasuach L'Rishos Harabim. They probably don't want to leave the door unlocked with a babysitter home, but if they have the key and they can go in at any time, that probably has the same status as being unlocked, because the parents could go in at any moment. So in most cases of babysitting, it can be worked out, either because there's more than one child in the house, or because the parents or neighbors could walk in at any moment. Good. Let's continue. A major issue in Yanei Yichud is adopted and step families. That is a major discussion. Rav Moshe has an important shuva. Let's see some of the chidushim. Source 26. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet discusses first an adopted issue and a step. First, Rav Moshe is the step, and since Eliezer will be the adoption. Rav Moshe writes that in the case of a step, meaning let's say there is a daughter whose mother remarried. So is there any issues of yichud with the daughter and the father? Halachically, they're not related. Right? So is there any yichud? So there is a yichud issue there. Says Rav Moshe, Vitzarech Lomar, Rav Moshe has a big chiddush. As long as the step-parents are alive, says Rav Moshe, and they're visiting and they have contact with the child, Yishmakum Lahakel. Interesting, the poskim realize that you have to have some type of coolness here because it's difficult situations. Says Rav Moshe, for example, in our case, the daughter has a relationship, let's say, with her mother, and now it's the stepfather. Says Rav Moshe, if the father's home with the daughter's obviously going to schmooze with her real mother when the mother gets home. So as long as there is the two spouses are alive, and the daughter, let's say, could talk with her mother when she gets home, even if it's not today, if it's in the future, so that already will create what's called a mirsas, a fear, and the stepfather and the daughter would not be in a yichud situation. He's afraid of his wife, that she will be choshed him when she comes back from wherever she is. She'll go say, what's going on with the daughter? And she'll reveal to her. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, in these cases where there is another adult where the child has a relationship with, and that the child would not be bashful and would be fine and comfortable talking to that other adult when the adult comes back, so in that case, Rav Moshe says, one can be mekel. V'chein lehefach, im hi nishar azman katzar im bino, v'cholu, if it's a stepmother with a son. But, v'meisa ishto, but if one of them dies, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a divorce, and then one of the husbands, either way, if there's no other parent involved, so then, betzem yishlo zer, Rav Moshe says, one has to be careful. And I'm not exactly sure, Rav Moshe does not give any other heter here. Shlo lizyachin, im bito, v'ma yisom hashem agavlin. And once they get old enough, a difficult situation, but one has to ask a shayla if any of this is lamaisa. Just one other shuvah, and I'll take the question, and that is the Tzitz Eliezer has a little more broad heter. And the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, is nifter about 6 years ago, one of the post gadar from Yerushalayim, Tzitz Eliezer says at the end of this shuvah, this is a heter that I need to give. Because this is something that's needed because of the tzara gadol that there are for so many Jewish children that need homes, whether it's foster care, whether it's adoption. The Tzitz Eliezer says in Source 27, in Chelek Vav, as a big chiddush, but he's a major leaguer. And if he says it, yesh makom lahakel in these challenging situations, says the Tzitz Eliezer, as long as the child is a child basically from a very, very young age, and they have that parent-child relationship, even though it's not biological, but it's mitzias. The reality is that there's a parent-child relationship between these people, then, says the Tzitz Eliezer, there's no yichud. There's no yichud, there's no iser negia, another topic, because this is like the feelings, halacha recognizes these feelings of parent and child. Says the Tzitz Eliezer. Again, this is a big chiddush, but this is his shita. Middle of line 10. The Bekiya Gavna, Sherogal Ima Bakach. Again, this only works when a child is from a very young age, not an older child. Sherogal Ima Bakach, Me'oz Katnusa, Umagadelos Akabas. This man raises this daughter like his own. Ein Bazer Lomishum Yichud, Velomishum Chibuk Venishuk, Vekol Kadom Elazeh. There's no issue of yichud or chiba finishuk, any type of iser negia. Why? Mikivon sheshorer b'neihem yachasei tipua chazakim shel av labas. Since there are these strong parental feelings between them, v'chayim yachad bebayis biyachasim tiviim, and there's a natural family structure here. It's like second nature. This is my father. This is my mother. says Eliezer, the Surim of Yichud were never meant for this case. In Moshe Nomar, the Basachos Oshani, he brought it right earlier. You want to say Dafka Basachos was different. He does not think it's different. He thinks that this applies to any case where the relationship starts at a very young age. Memela, the end of the paragraph, Yish Loma Mizelahatir Gambe Ben Ubas Meumatzim, right, by when it comes to adopted children, this heter comes, and Kasafti Betzitit study a heter anal. I wrote this heterim. Hagam shenidme, shenichnasim lechor bepirtzis techukos, even though you might say, who am I to come and come up with big chidushim that are not written earlier? But says that Tzitz Eliezer, first of all, where did we have earlier that we have, you know, adopted, you know, the poskim didn't really talk about it earlier. But he said, k'dei l'amid z'chus l'Yisrael, I have to be l'amid z'chus. U'b'roseinu shekam g'dolim v'tovim l'nisarim b'zeh, you see great, wonderful, shomri Torah mitzvahs that aren't nisar in this, because, says this Eliezer, yesh mi'am alismoch, they have what to rely on. U'b'chdei lo liskar haderech l'fnei yiladim umlalim, so that the derech, the door is not closed on these orphan children. Shelo yeilem dorish u'mavakish mi'batim, right, if people know that there's going to be yichud issues, there's going to be negia issues, then who's going to adopt? I'm not going to be able to touch my daughter that I'm going to raise for so many years. So Tzitz Eliezer says this is a heter that people have to know about. Yeah.
So as far as Ramosha's thing, I understand it in a case like they could conspire together. As well as, like, it sounds like a case where it's,
right.
Is there always a chash?
There's always a chash. But in a normal case where it's the mother and the daughter that have that biological relationship, Ramosha assumes in most cases there won't be a conspiring between the step and the child. And there's enough of a chazaka that we can assume this would be the case. Okay. So, elevators, cars, babysitters, adoption. Next. But medical offices and the like. Right, somebody has to go, a woman has to go to a medical appointment, and the doctor's a male. So, is there any issue of yichud in that case? Or not only that, similar cases. The Radvaz has a tshuva. Right, 500 years ago, these issues were already being dealt with. The Radvaz has a tshuva. Source 28, Chelek Gimel Simen Tav Pei Aleph. Sha'al Tamiani, you asked. Many, many tshuvas of the Radvaz are quoted by the early Achronim. They're very lamaisa. Al ma shenagu b'mitzrayim, this minag in Egypt, shaholchos hanashim lasos malachah b'beis akum. Women went away for a couple of days to some type of factory, and they stayed there for 3-4 days. V'omda sham gimel odalad yamim v'leilos, they stayed there for 3-4 days, sleeping there even. And l'famim yishra n'sheik kohanim, they went there to make a living. They needed money, they went there. Is there any isser involved in the fact that these women are getting the factory, and they're obviously the owner of the factory, whoever it is there any issue of yichud that they have to worry about? Again, we don't know the exact mitzvahs of the case, but this was the issue of the Radvaz. Again, what is the larger question that we're dealing with? In professional situations, when it comes to a medical office, when it comes to this type of case that we are talking about. Again, as I think I mentioned last week, in many cases, bizman hazeh, because of legalities, in many business offices and law firms, wherever it is, even if there is a private conference room, there are huge windows, glass windows to look in, right? Because people don't want to get into issues of legal claims, v'chulu, so it happens to be that lamaisa, a lot of the issues, because of people don't want to be accused of anything, so it's very good, in terms of Hilchos Yichud, that there are windows and laws related to these situations. But in the time of the Radvaz, we have right here, so these women stayed in the factory. So first of all, he says, I don't like it. But halachically, he's going to say he does not think it's a problem for a number of important, interesting reasons. Tshuva. Yesh b'maisazeh prisus gadol lo yeshuar. Bunch of women going away from their families and sleeping out in this factory. He says, I don't like it. V'arnasu askamos midei nagidim alzeh. I've already gotten askamos from many of the great leaders. The nagid was the leader of the Jewish community in Egypt. Umiksasam pirshu, or Shmuel Hanagid, all the Nagids, v'nimnu, miksasam lo yachlo lamo, ki inanius, ubalai inanian. But sometimes, I understand, there was just tremendous poverty, there was no choice. If they can make a couple of bucks, being in this situation, that's what they did. V'lo yinu lahen lo lavush, v'lo ksus pakara, v'lo levnei, and they have no money. Their husbands say, go there, do this, we need some bread on the table. So, what could I do? But let me tell you, line 7, l'inyin adin, ein kan chashash iser, lesser also a baila. I do not think there is a chashash isser here. Why? A number of reasons. Chada number one, and we've mentioned these. Shahokos yoser mishalosh anashim. First of all, it's even more than three women. You want to say, we mentioned that three is usually the shomer, but now you have to add on. So there's more. There's plenty of, there's a bunch of women here. So number one, that's not a problem. Ein kan yichud. Tachitran, that's the Mishnah at the end of the Maseches Kiddushin. That there is a minimum. There's a bunch, there's a whole group. There's no issue. Last line in the middle. Visu di'ik anoshim harbe. And there's a lot of men that's involved in this factory. V'imke noshim harbe im anoshim harbe mutter afilu chachila. Right, it's mutter v'chulu. Continue, visu, top line, to pesach pasuch l'rosh hazarabim. And secondly, it's a factory. Anybody can walk in at any moment. Visu bala ba'ir. Right? The husband's around. They didn't go to some. The husband's in town. The Amar Rava, bala ba'ir and choshev shem yichud, as we discussed, Rambam and Rashi. The Amar of Yosef, pesach pasuch l'rosh hazarabim and choshev shem yichud, the Afal Pi, v'chul, he talks about Rashi, maybe it's only in Malkus versus the Isser, but Rova Poskim assume that there is no Isser at all, if ba'ala ba'ir. And then he quotes on line 7, v'su tahani v'hani ba'avidatayu tridi. Here's a new concept. Also, we have a chazaka that if there's a certain expert, professional, that it's involved in their work, we don't assume that they're going to be distracted and ruin their reputation and do something that is inappropriate. V'yafagat etam zeh levado lo yaspik, even though I wouldn't rely on this svara by itself, there are factory workers here, and they want to keep their reputation as people are going to buy from them. Again, we don't know the exact metzius, but they were professionals, and therefore they would not want to be involved in promiscuous activities. Visu, and finally he ends off, kivachin zakenos, you know, the misavelahan, havi shomer, lanaf, the mistafu minayu, dilma, migalo. There are elderly women that aren't going to get involved in anything. They're the shomros of the younger women. Okay. Either way, he says, kivan, kivach osa malacha, himbali, huumnes, him shrikha, machoshal, havi, nashim, lasim, lachtum. They're involved. They constantly want, again, more women to come to do their malacha. Maybe it was a sewing factory. Lamar, lachas kasaya. They don't want to mess up their reputation. And therefore, based on many of these reasons, the Ravaz assumes that it is not a problem. Based on this, we could apply it to some situations in our day. Just to give two examples. Number one, we'll talk about is a case in a taxi, and number two is the doctor case. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Beisim and Pei Beis, Be'isha shesricha lisa la hamikva, betaxi le'ir acheres, michol lisa levada. Woman has to go to the mikvah in a taxi. There's no mikvah right in town. She's not going to herself. She gets into a taxi. The taxi is going to be, obviously, generally, a male driver. And she's going to go, and she's going to have to go at night. And let's say it's a situation of yichud, which is not so common in a car. But let's say it's on the country, and to get a taxi to the mikvah, which is not always in the most, it's usually not in the most revealed area. So what should one do? So says Rav Moshe, Ubedvar isha shetzricha lisa b'taxi, la mikvah shibir acheres, vadai tovim noega taxi uish, shabal yisayimah. The best thing to do is for the husband to go along. The husband to go along. Shahari yusamach la'eref, sheish chash yichud apadera krova. For overim sham harbe machines. That's Rav Moshe's word for cars. Rav Moshe always writes machines. Mishum shekasha az liros, mashinasa, ba taxi, shinosas. It's not always easy to see inside what's going on in the taxi. So, l'chadchilo, the husband should go along. Shem istaver, sha'af amakab jain lachush, shem yavo l'dei biyamamish, im yesh lachush, shem yavo l'sharis karbos, kechibuk v'nishuk, which is also yesh lasar yichud. Even if it's not enough time for going very far, but there's still an issue of the man and woman being together in a yichud situation. But what if it's in most situations, say if people are blessed with children, the husband's not leaving. Husband's not leaving. So line 7, v'yemefsha labayla, lisa, ita. What if the husband can't go? Kigon, sheyesh tinok b'bayis. What if there's a baby in the house? Ve'ein mi, sheyeh imo v'chadome. Ein lesser lo lisa b'taxi. It's still mutter. Still mutter if the husband can't go along. It's going to be dark and it's going to be hard to see in. Why? Two, keep on to asik b'malachto. Number one, he's involved in his work. V'gam yesh lo cheskas lo maru umnaso. As we said, a professional does not want to ruin his job. There's a chazaka. Paredo is ruining his job. Chazak alamar umnasei. Debishvil panasaso. Afshu nachri. Yira milaso shemdavar lahanashim hanoso simo. And therefore, he wouldn't want to lose his license. And therefore, we could assume that it would be okay. Again, similar principles that was used by the Ravaz. Interesting, the principle of chazak amar umalamar umnasei comes up in many areas. One of the more well-known ones is another tshuva of Rav Moshe. And that is Chol of Yisrael. Right, many times you go over to somebody and say, oh, you drink Chol of Yisrael? And you're like, no, I don't hold of Chol of Yisrael. Right, that's really a misconcept. Why? Because Chol of Yisrael is a din. You have to drink Chol of Yisrael. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah says not about a Zohar in the Gemara. Yeah, only allowed to have milk that comes from a cow that a Jew saw the milking. Or else we think that there was treif milk put in here. So what does that mean, Chol of Yisrael? Right, not to get pas is a chumra, pasaka, but Chol of Yisrael. So that's what Rav Moshe is, based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe changed the world. Rav Moshe says that in any developed country where they have regulations and they have the dairy FDA approval, any dairy farmer would be scared to put anything else into the milk. And it's as if, therefore, says Rav Moshe, they don't want to lose their license. Chazak amar umalomar umnasei, and therefore Rav Moshe says Rav Moshe. It's as if a Jew sees it, because they wouldn't want to lose their license. So it's as if you're drinking Chol, and it's the same status of Chol of Yisrael. But everybody, you have to hold to that din. It's a din. Can't you say, oh, I don't hold of Mamish Chol of Yisrael. I hold of Moshe's Chol of Yisrael. Moshe says at the end, you know, according to Baal Nefesh, as he ends up many, many different tshuvas, but that's where the same, similar concept comes up of Uman Lomara Umnase. That is one area of being of a professional. The other one is a doctor. Doctor comes up, Bizman Azek, come up in both directions. A child, let's say a 13, 14, even a 10, 12-year-old going into a doctor's office. Most of the time, the mother is there, or the mother's right outside. It could walk in any moment. Or the opposite, which is more common, and that is a woman going to a male doctor for whatever check that she needs. Says Rav Moshe in the next source, Dalet Samachay, Bedvar Isha Shetzricha Lelechaz Labeis HaRofe, Shetzarech Lebot, Gakshi Aruma, Vagam Beis HaStarim. So we're not going to get to the issue of a male doctor, let's assuming that there is basis for that. We're not talking about that, if he's the best doctor and the woman is most comfortable with him. So that is fine. Says Rav Moshe, Hinei, HaHetar Shinis Pashi Tu, the minog is that the door is closed and nobody walks in. So the question is, why? What's the heter? So he says, Mishem Shaharofe, Afim Unachri, even if it's a non-Jewish doctor, Hari Utari Bimalachto, Lesalik Mesvovatavaso. He's involved in his work. He's a professional. The Af Kishekala Melachto, Shuzak Les Asikba, Imhu, and even after he finishes, let's say, the actual exam, he has to talk to her still about issues regarding her health. Imhu Bizmacha Kava Shiavoi Lavacholim, Hari Yolo Yuchal Shalosima, Ozman. First of all, there are always all the other patients in the waiting room. If he stays inside with this woman for super duper amount of time, extra time, so then something's gonna, something fishy's going on. So, number one, he's involved in his work. And even after he finishes the exact exam, still, there's waiting, even if he's talking afterwards, but there's still people waiting outside. Even if nobody's, they were the last ones in the waiting room. I got the last appointment of the day. No, anybody could walk in. He's still, there's always a straggler who didn't make the appointment. What if it's mamish, the last appointment of the day? Nobody else is there. Still, there are heterim. Why? First of all, if there is a secretary, if there's somebody outside, they can walk in at any moment. So they walk in, doctor, message, or phone, whatever it is. Sheikala rofi mishareses, bemir pa'a, office, shalom. He's got to know how to read Ramosh's English in Hebrew. But what happens if it's the last appointment and the help already left and it's the last one? So then, maybe you have to maybe leave the door open. Maybe there's a different issue. Unless Baal Ba'ir. Baal Ba'ir. You also have that heter. So yeah, there are many studim lahakel in these situations. He'll lose his reputation. But says Rav Moshe, again, professional settings, in almost all cases, there is no issue, no isser of yichud. Okay? So these are just some of the issues we spoke about. Again, to summarize, elevators, cars, babysitters, adoption issues, professionals, medical office, taxi. One final point, and that is siblings, me'ikar adin, there's no issue of yichud. Right, we mentioned last week, right? either straight down, mothers and grandmothers and grandsons and sons, well, there's no issue. And siblings, there aren't. There is a chazal that discusses a sibling yichud situation, but there are kfius. If a brother and a sister are going to rent an apartment together and stay in the apartment for 6 months, maybe that's not the most appropriate thing to do. Is it us or like real yichud? Maybe not, but Rav Moshe quotes this also in another tshuva. Again, Rav Moshe has many tshuvas about yichud. V'ach v'achos. In the next source, Shein Adayin Bebeis Avihen, Shelech Ora, Kiva Shein Regilim Tuva, Vein Dorim Yachad, Biskarvis Gadol, Lo Rak Bezmaneinu, Gamazana Tanoim, you find that brothers and sisters were stayed in the same place. Moshe says, maybe Bedera Kvius, it is, what does Kvius mean? At least 30 days. If parents go away and the siblings are home, it's fine. A week, 2 weeks, it's more than a month already, so then maybe one should ask a Shiloh. But either way, this is just a ha'ara to remember. Once a couple, just one final point relating to yichud, sometimes there are more liberties taken naturally as a boy and a girl get to know each other more and more. But really, misvara and halachically, we should take even more and more precautions. And that's why as a couple gets closer, and especially once they get engaged, the Kedoshim Tiyu says in Source 32, you know, sometimes we think, mirega shashiduchin huta lamakol, once there's a shidduch, okay, things are mutter now that weren't mutter beforehand. No, it's just the opposite. Nothing's changed from yesterday, so I just have to take more precautions in terms of where each one sleeps when they go to the other one for Shabbos, or in terms of yichud, or in terms of negiyah, in terms of other things. Obviously, negiyah is always aser, but you know, in terms of the precautions one takes, you know, one has to be extremely careful. So again, this is an important topic that comes up at every stage of life, wherever we are in. Again, as we said last week, Jew, non-Jew, old, young, it applies to in every situation. Hashem should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to be mekayim all the halachas, the dinin d'oraisa, the dinin d'rabbanan, all the different levels of this area of halacha and others to the best of our abilities. Okay, next week we'll get back to another topic related, and we'll pick it up from there.